We brothers and sisters of Christ, we are losing something. It is something that has been important and at one time integral in our lives, in our faith, and in our church. And we have been letting it slowly slip away from us. I'm talking about the practice of fasting. Did you know that up until the 8th century, fasting was required of all the faithful twice a week? And this way is still practiced by the Eastern Orthodox Christians. But we Roman Catholics are only required to fast twice a year. We've lost something. Why? What happened? Did we get soft? Did we forget why we fast in the first place? Did we think now that it is not as necessary as it used to be? Well, Jesus certainly did not think that it was unnecessary. Aside from fasting himself for 40 days in the desert, Jesus is clear in the Gospels that fasting should be a part of our prayer lives. Jesus considered fasting an important part of our faith. It's so important that Jesus tells his disciples in Mark chapter 9 that some demons can only be vanquished with prayer and fasting. He puts fasting at the same level of prayer and importance there. And the big reading on Matthew chapter 6, it's the Ash Wednesday reading, you'll hear it again in a little while, is when you fast, he says, do not look dismal like those hypocrites. Notice that Jesus says, not if you fast, but when you fast, implying that this should be something you do. In the Acts of the Apostles, we see the apostles in fasting and praying then before they sent out Barnabas and Paul out to preach. Fasting has been a part of our faith. And of course, we hear it today in our gospel. Again, notice the language that Jesus uses. When the bridegroom is taken away, they will fast on that day. His disciples did not have to fast at the time because Jesus, the bridegroom, was there present with them. But he was taken away, and these are the days now of fasting. Why? Why do we do this to ourselves? Why should we do this to ourselves? Why do we want to fast? It's not fun, if you've ever done it. And it's not to see just how tough we are, see how much I can go, how long I can go without eating anything. And it's not some way to just lose weight. It is not a diet plan either. It's not a way to lose some of that holiday poundage we all may have gained right now. Although that can happen, that is a side effect and not the purpose of fasting. We fast to create a hunger. Yes, there is a physical hunger, but we create a spiritual hunger as well. And it reminds us of a spiritual hunger for Christ, for the Blessed Eucharist as well. When we feel the hunger pains, our desire should be for the body and blood of Christ. Fasting also creates a physical void in our stomachs. That reminds us then of the spiritual void of a life without Jesus Christ. Though small and unworthy, we pray that our little sacrifice of hunger will be acceptable to our Savior, who suffered and gave his life for us. Fasting then unites our suffering to that of Jesus Christ. In fasting, we die a little bit to ourselves, so we remember that we should love others as well. We die to ourselves so that we are better able to die for others. You can offer your fasting up for other people, the same way you offer your prayers for others as well. Fasting is an act of self-sacrifice that reminds us that is not about us. It is about our Lord crucified. Fasting then gives all the glory and honor to God. St. Anthony, our saint today, would have well known all this. As being a hermit and a monk, fasting would have been a regular part of his life. And so many other saints in our tradition have used fasting regularly as a way to grow holier, to grow closer to Jesus Christ. So then let's not lose this beautiful and this precious part of our faith. Let's bring back fasting in our lives, a more regular occurrence than just twice a year. Now, if you cannot fast for dietary or medical reasons, you can always do some other method of fasting, of self-sacrifice. Take something else away from your life that's pulling you away from God for those days. If it can't be food, it can be something else. But if you can, then I encourage you to try to fast a little. Beyond our Ash Wednesday and our Good Friday, try it on Wednesday or Friday. Those are the two kind of traditional days of fasting in our Catholic traditions. Try it. Maybe just cutting out a little bit here and there. Maybe cutting out snacking. Maybe skipping a meal. And then when your tummy then starts to grumble a little bit, that is a great reminder as to why you are doing this. That hunger, that void. It's a physical hunger and a void as well as spiritual. We want to fill that void, soothe that hunger with Jesus Christ. Then offer up that discomfort in prayer to our Lord. Give thanks for the suffering that he endured for you. Through fasting and prayer, we can vanquish demons. So let's go out and do it.